What's the ultimate productivity guide for logistics sales reps?
Welcome to the HPLS podcast. Live, relevant, and high performance information, conversations, and education weekly.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. And today I wanted to talk to you about, let me start with this. I'm in no which way, shape, or form a master at productivity, but I can tell you one thing. I'm constantly trying to up my productivity. How do I automate things so I can empty my brain and really focus on the key points that matter? How do I stay motivated? How do I stay energized throughout the day? And how do I get more done in a day than most people get done in a week? How do I get more things done in a week than most people get done in a month? That's what I wanted to talk to you about today. So it all starts with mindset. And the way I look at this is I look at mindset at the beginning of the day. How do we take our energy meter and literally blast it to like the floor? So as our day goes on, if things chew away at our energy, we can end the day with a 50% energy meter instead of 150%. Now, for those of you that know me, you know I'm kind of like Hammy from Over the Hedge.
Show me that wild look in your eye, boy. Come on.
Oh, I can burp my ABCs.
A-B-Z. Hammy! I just really need you to focus right now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Where I go in a million different directions sometimes. So these are things I try and pull back. So how do I start my day? How do I go through my day? And how do I end my day to help me become and achieve the most things I can do in a day and be the most productive in a day? So here's what happens. I always start my day the same way. So I'm typically 6 to 6:30 a.m. out of bed. I take the DOGs and I let them OUT. They're with me, so I can't be saying that out loud or else I'll have a whole other world of mess on my shoulders here. And what I do is I grab a coffee. I go and sit in the kitchen while they're doing what they do. I open up my iPad. And the first thing I do is every week I choose something new that I'm going to learn. And what this does is it helps me stay focused, because I've found in the past when I've been pulling a Hammy, I've been trying to learn like seven things at once. And I've also realized trying to learn seven things at once really doesn't work in any way, shape, or form, because you never truly grasp the whole concept of the first thing. So what I do is every Sunday I say, okay, what am I going to learn now? If it's a new app, if it's a new program, if it's a new functionality, if it's a new process, whatever it is, I'm going to do it for an entire week. And at the end of the week, I'm going to determine, is this something I want to continue to do? Meaning if it's an app, full transparency, sometimes I go 3 days in, I'm like, nah, this is useless for what I'm looking to do in my life right now. But what I'll do is I'll house it. And I'll talk to you about those systems on another podcast. But I'll house it in a central location that I use for all my ideas and all my strategy and all that. And then what I do is I can go back and reference that at any point in time. So say, for example, if it's like a new calendar app or a new note taker app or a new whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it's really not at the point where it's going to benefit me above what I'm using right now. So I'll bank it and I'll wait. Because if you look at things like, for all of you content creators out there or anybody that does social media, things like Opus Clip, right? So Opus Clip is a system where, or a tool, an app, a software, where you throw your full video in and it pumps out different shorts for you. Now, when I first started using it, I loved it. And then I realized, well, it's not really where it needs to be. So I actually banked it. Even though I paid for it, I banked it. And I'm creating shorts on my own, just using my own editing tools. Now it's got like version 3 where I'm like, okay, now I can go and start learning it over again. So in video, same thing. So for us in logistics sales, it's things like, you know, this sales technique might not be where I need it to be, so I'll bank it for a bit. So that's the first thing I do. I always choose one thing every week, and I go to multiple sources. So I go to YouTube, I go to web blogs, and I learn as much about it. I see if any of my resources. So I'm a member to probably about 7 or 8 different education online classes where I can type in the app or the system I'm trying to learn, whether it's cold email, whether it's cold calling, whatever it is, productivity, mastering my own domains in my head. And I'll go to that and I'll see if there's courses. So what I'll do is I'll kind of align my week on a Sunday and I'll say, you know, Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to do this course. And then Wednesday, Thursday, I'm going to do this course. And throughout the day, I practice those different aspects of the courses that they taught me. And what I've found with this number one thing is it so helps me stay focused, but also I'm engulfed in something for about 7 days and it really helps me solidify that education process. So if that's something you're interested in, I do suggest if you're the type of person where you need something to look forward to, I do suggest that's the way to go. Number two, every morning I start with journaling. So after I go through my process of learning, when I come into my office, the first thing I do is journal. And what I used to do is I used to write in, you know, as many things as I could think of that I'm grateful for, the ideas and strategies that I was moving forward. And what I found is I got so caught up. And again, this is my personal productivity system. Might not work for you, but I suggest you try these things. So in reading The Slight Edge, Jeff Olson says there's a productivity and gratitude and happiness function that he uses when journaling. So what in essence it is you take I've adopted it and I find it so much better than just arbitrarily writing. And it's just a framework. So I look at the three things I'm grateful for in the last 24 hours. And they always have to be different. So, you know, you can't, I'm great. Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for my health, but I don't write I'm grateful for my health and recovering well every day of the week. So I choose three things that I'm grateful for. These are people, things that have happened. Then the second one is journal for 2 minutes on something that happened to you in the last 24 hours and relive it with as much detail as possible. So I look at some of the big things, you know, whether it be collaborations, whether it be being able to meet people, whether it be hanging out with friends, whether it be hanging out with my wife or my kids or something. So I'm always looking at that piece of the puzzle. And when I'm doing that, I'm reliving it with the utmost detail. And it does really bring back the energy and the excitement that you found in that specific moment. Number three in the journaling is choose one person to send a really nice, thoughtful, empowering note about how much you appreciate them. So every day I choose a different person. Then the last two things is, you know, walk or get some exercise for a minimum of 15 minutes. I'm doing twice a day at 45 minutes right now because I'm doing 75 hard with Ryan. And then number four, that it talks about is really just take 15 minutes to meditate. And for those of you that don't meditate, it's nothing special. It's just, even if you just, you know, for 3 minute sessions 5 times a day or 5 minute session 3 times a day, or if you can do 15 minutes, just pay attention to your breath. And what it really is doing is just calming yourself and calming your mind down, because we have so many things coming at us all day long. It's absolutely insane how much our mind does, or how much our mind goes out of whack. So that's what I do right when I hit my desk here in the morning. Then what I do is I pull out either my journal. This is the idea book. If I have some really cool ideas, I write them down in here and I'll share with you some apps on another podcast. But the big thing that I do next, right after my journal, is I pull out my agenda for the day. Now, this is a high performance planner by Brennan Burchard. I love this planner because it has action items. It has things that you prompt yourself with every day. I can write out my list, and at the end of the day, it has kind of a summary of your day, and it really gets you to examine what you're doing and how you're doing it and how it makes you productive. Now, on that productivity tip, and when it comes to this agenda, one thing that I also do is throughout the day, on this, because this thing can be the most disturbing thing. Listen, don't get me wrong. It's great. It's, you know, this is more powerful than the computer Ronald Reagan used to run the country, but it's disruptive. So what I do is all my notifications, I put into summaries, and it does happens twice a day. So this thing does not go off at all during the day. And that's a huge productivity tip for all y'all salespeople out there that have to focus on things. So once I'm done, once I get my agenda out, what I do is I get my agenda, I fill out. Now for those of you watching in the video, I'll kind of show you what I fill out on the right-hand side. These are all strategies. So you've heard me say before, like, it's things like, who needs you on your A game? And that came from this agenda. So what it does is it says, like, someone who needs me on my A game today. So the idea behind this is we typically do things for other people more than we do for ourselves, right? So what this is doing is it gives you your top three priorities, tasks that must be done, people you need to lead or connect with, today's message to myself. So some of you have seen on LinkedIn, I post usually every day a message that I write to myself every day, and I just kind of post it. I think it's really cool. So once I have this open, then and only then do I turn on my computer. I look at my day, and the first thing I ask myself is, what is priority today? So I go right into the top section. What are the top three things I need to do today, no matter what? Now, usually the first is sales and follow-ups, because for me, prospecting is a must every day, no matter what's going on. I have to at least prospect 2 to 4 hours. I give myself a minimum of 2 hours a day to prospect. I don't care what's happening. I don't care how I'm traveling. I don't care what I'm doing. For example, last week, I went and met Ryan. So this was like an 8 o'clock in the morning departure. And when I got home, I had a million things that we talked about that we wanted to put into action. But what I did is I did my follow-ups and sales for 4 hours, no matter what. So I give myself a minimum of 2. Now, if you're in sales and you're in logistics, if you're in any kind of sales, your prospecting is everything, my friend. So I don't care how busy you are, find some time to prospect. So with that, I won't beat that horse anymore. I give myself 3 must-dos today. So out of my 5 big moves, I focus on 3 every day. Sometimes I put 5 in there, but minimum of 3. Now, when I do that, I look at my agenda and I say, what on my schedule today does not need to be there? Now, I also look at tomorrow. And some people say, well, don't look at tomorrow until tomorrow. But I always look at tomorrow because I look at it and I say, if I need to talk or if I need to move somebody's calendar, meaning I have an appointment that 3 weeks ago was really important, but today it's not really important because of what's going on. And I'll give you a perfect example. 2 weeks ago, I was really focusing on this online aspect, right? Like, how do we build out funnels? How do we build out systems? How do I build out a personal brand? And then something happened and we created a collaboration that all of a sudden that needed to be pushed aside. And I know some people are going to say, Dan, you can't do that. Your personal brand's everything. But this was more important because this is more time focused. So what I did is I pushed that back. And that meant moving some things on other people's calendars. So when I move things on other people's calendars, I always like to give them as much time as possible. It's just a courtesy thing. So I'll always look at today and tomorrow every day. And hopefully today I caught tomorrow. So when I look at tomorrow, if I have to move anything again, it's already moved, right? So I'll look at that and then I'll plug that into my calendar. And then I'll look at it and I'll say, okay, these are the kind of things that are not movable. So for what are things in your calendar that aren't movable? So for me, my lunch hour, that hour of time where I do whatever I want, is not movable. I will not book meetings. Don't get me wrong, I've had meetings that have gone longer, so I extend my lunch. If I don't get lunch till 12:30, I go 12:30 to 1:30. So anything at 1, I have to move. And I do that because I find in our business, we need that time to do whatever we want. So what do I do during lunch? So I typically eat lunch, but while I read. Or I eat lunch while I listen to a really good podcast. I eat lunch while I watch a really good YouTube video. Now, these videos, these books, these audios that I listen to are all designed to work around what it is I'm trying to learn this week, right? So I'm trying to flood my brain with one specific topic, tool, strategy for the week. And I do this during my lunch hour. So then What happens is after that, I go into my main focus for the afternoon. Now, here's the difference and something that has truly changed my productivity. As a sales rep, I know sometimes you think that, you know, the morning is designed to put out fires, and sometimes there is. But here's something I'm going to challenge you on. Figure out what you do best when. And what that means is, for me, I'm more creative in the morning. When I record videos, when I write, when I do sales. To me, my creativity happens in the morning. The afternoon, I find when I educate, I get energy. Now, some of you might want to educate before you sell. But for me, it's reversed. So in the morning, when I'm really creative, I'm like fresh. I got all my energy with me. That's when I sell. So I make sure I block out a minimum of 2 hours in the morning. That's my minimum time that I use. Now, for example, today, I've got 3 hours blocked out in the morning, and I've got 2 hours blocked out in the afternoon. So in the afternoon, I'll run off the creativity from the morning. Right, I'll take my lunch hour. I already have chosen what I want to listen to because I know my topic for the week, and I'm going to generate that energy through that topic. Then in the afternoon, I'm going to go back into sales, and I'm going to use the energy that I've generated over lunch to go back into sales. So I hope that makes sense. So as we progress through our day, and I don't want to make this video and audio podcast too complicated for you. It's fairly simple. The morning is designed to build that energy. So when we do things like learn, we gain energy because it's something you're interested in. It's that creativity, right? Then what we do is we journal and we get all our thoughts out on paper so we can start with an empty mind, right? We express what we're grateful for. We share some really cool things that have happened in the last 24 hours that we really relive in our mind to build that energy again. Because the thing is this, we work to enjoy ourselves, right? So if we don't express that, I think we're on the losing edge. Then I schedule my day, I write out my calendar, and by the time this happens, it's probably 8:30, 9 o'clock. I haven't even opened email yet because I find email is just, it's the ability to, so it's somebody else's urgency box that's now entering your world, in my opinion. Now, some of you might say, well, Dan, I have to open email. And that's fine. Just get some of these things done first. So when you open email, you're opening it with a clear and constructive mind. If you drive to work, listen to some great audio or audiobooks, podcasts that are in line with what you're trying to learn this week. The amount of data out there. I mean, listen, if you have any kind of Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, you can just literally turn on YouTube and it'll come through your speakers and just choose something that's going to help you learn, even if it just gets the juices flowing, right? So over the next week or so, I'm going to share with you some productivity apps and tools I use to help me stay productive. But for today, I wanted to kind of give you that framework of what it is, where productivity sits with my brain, the way I like to learn, and the strategies I use. So I hope these tools have given you some insight into how you can be productive, but really just put it in a non-friction way. Because here's the thing. As we get busier, we need to put things in our lives that have less friction. Because when we allow that friction to come in, we are less likely to do them, right? And that's why I say, choose one thing you want to learn a week, because you're always going to do it because you want to learn it, right? So say that's sales, say that's getting better email, right? I've often said, I don't care which way you prospect, just get insanely good at whatever way you choose. So if that's LinkedIn DMs, or if that's generating it online somehow, or if that's email, or if that's cold calls, take the next week and say, okay, I'm going to focus on one aspect of this. So say it's an introduction, and get as much information you can about introduction. Perfect your introduction. Then move to step two. One thing that we do in life is we tend to really focus on a million things and we never get one done properly. And there's so many steps in sales. And the idea is just master the first one, then move to the second, then move to the third. And in your agenda, make sure you have time for the slowdown, right? Always reset. Always set intentions for the next opportunity or next objective, next task, next activity you're doing, and you're going to find your productivity soar. So I hope these tools have, or the strategy and framework have helped you. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be really diving into some of these productivity tools that I'm testing and trying, because I really think you guys are going to really like them. Opportunity to really kind of automate a lot of things, where we don't necessarily have to clutter our brain with a lot of the summaries and all this kind of stuff that we use. And I think the way to do this is really setting up this framework. This framework might not be for you. I mean, it's my 7 steps in the morning, but look at them and analyze what you do every day to really maximize that energy and to maximize your output, right? What you take in, if you take garbage in, you're always going to put garbage out. So take good stuff in to really get some great stuff out. Until next time, my friends, remember, go out there, make every call educational, and crush your sales. We'll see you soon.